By the way, what was your target, or what is your target, and how much did you raise on this one?
Well, it's ongoing. I have a total throughout Expedition 1000 to raise 1 million British pounds, which is just under 1.6 million US dollars for Copperfield. We're over 100,000 now in total. I'm not a celebrity by any means, and fame definitely isn't my goal in this. And in many ways, I don't seek that, which makes the fundraising job harder. But I still have 18 more journeys to go, and we'll keep on plodding on. I think throughout this journey, we raised less than $5,000, believe it or not, and I think the effort by far outweighed the donations, but at the same time, it's a difficult economic climate. We can't force people to donate, and I think the beautiful thing is all of my team have committed to continue doing their own challenges until we raise our target.
That has to be a big disappointment for you, for all the work that you and the others have put into this.
Hugely disappointing in terms of the fundraising, yeah. It's really frustrating to be out there for 58 days. Imagine what anyone listening, imagine what you've done between August 10th and now. We've just been in the river going 12 hours a day, freezing cold temperatures, really, really battling our inner strengths, and to come out with less than $5,000 is almost heartbreaking, and I'm ashamed, actually, because I have to go back and speak to the charity and say, guys, I'm sorry, we did everything we could, but it wasn't enough in this case. At the same time, it was a fantastic journey, and I know that we've been followed by thousands of people online, and I think it has its worth beyond the fundraising, so we're going to take the positives.
What was the high point for you? Was there a day, a person you met, or something that happened along the way that stands out in your mind?
I think every single day we met somebody who went beyond the levels of generosity you'd see on a day-to-day basis, and I don't think I can pick out one particular moment. I myself and the team have hundreds of new friends who supported us morally, verbally. They took us in, gave us showers, gave us beds, gave us food. Reaching the arch, the culmination of a journey like this, when you've been going so long and put so much into it, was a wonderful moment on Saturday. An expedition's like an iceberg. You plan and plan for months before, and then it just takes a few weeks to finish it off. But so wrapping it up was wonderful, but I have a lot of fond memories from this one.
What was the worst moment?
I think the first deadhead, the first submerged log that I swam into, that was a big shock, and it really it daunted me, actually. I don't think I swam after, and that was about 750 miles upstream from St. Louis, so I swam with trepidation after that. It didn't hold me back, but I was worried about hitting more.
Did you have to rely on people along the way for food and for housing, for lack of a better word?
We definitely didn't need to rely on them. When it came along, I think the very key to an adventure and a journey like this is to engage with people that you meet. So whenever those offers came, we usually accepted them. But at the same time, we camped. Out of those 58 days, we camped on sandbars over 45 of those nights, and that was a brilliant experience.
You were doing this, of course, during the time when the river was down, at least the Mississippi was. I'm sure the Missouri was as well. How did that affect your journey?
Well, I haven't seen the Missouri before, so I can't compare it to anything. I know that last year floods were absolutely catastrophic and water levels were higher. It was flowing faster. In that sense, it took me a lot longer than it would have done. If I'd done it last year, I would have been here in a couple of days, probably. At the same time, it is what it is. You take your journey, you live your moments, and I can't change that.
2 minutes left. We have another Facebook query. Did you see any catfish bigger than you are, and what was your favorite stretch of the swim?
We saw a couple of catfish that had been caught by fishermen on the banks, enormous creatures, but the visibility in the water is so low. In the lakes, I could see maybe 6 feet. By the time we got below Gavin's Point Dam at Yankton, visibility was down to 2 inches, so I didn't see a huge amount moving beneath me, which is probably a good thing. My favorite stretch of the river, the last section from Kansas City down, it was absolutely beautiful in South Dakota. It was a difficult challenge swimming in no current through the lakes, but from Kansas City down, I'd say if no one has paddled a section of the Missouri, get out there, and it will take you a couple of weeks to paddle those 300 miles.
What's the next project?
I've purposefully given myself a rest for the first time in 7 years. I work harder than I ever did when I had a job, and it's because I'm happy with what I'm doing. I now have 3 books to write. One is about this journey. It's going to be called Are You the Swimmer? Which is the question I've been asked by everybody. And so I have 6 months off. I'm staying in the States for 3 of them and then going to go and find a hidey hole somewhere. My next challenge is to complete those 3 books, and then I'll start looking around to complete the next 18. But in the pipeline is a horse ride across Mongolia and a solo 9,000-mile row across the Pacific Ocean.
How do you fund these trips? I mean, obviously, they have to have some money in hand to get started. We have 30 seconds left.
Money's always an interesting thing, and actually, it means very little to me now. I earned $10,000 last year, and I have a bunch of sponsors who help supply me gear, not money for these trips. I think it's cheaper to swim 2 months down the Missouri than it is to rent a place in London for 2 months. So I think that's the key.
But you find a way to, obviously, to do it.
Always, yeah.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you in St. Louis for the next couple of days, and good luck on your future projects, and particularly on this one. It's a subject close to a lot of our hearts around here. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you.
Tomorrow in St. Louis on the Air, we'll discuss childhood.